Charlotte Ascot, welcome to the programme. Your name is probably familiar to most of our listeners. You've been in the news so often recently. Your first shops can be found in almost every high street in Britain now, and they all seem to be doing extremely good business. What gave you the idea of starting up a whole chain of clothes shops like this?
Well, frankly, I should point out that we didn't realise at the beginning that First would, in fact, become a chain. We were, of course, hopeful. I'd always been interested in fashion, and I realised that there was a whole market which was not being catered for outside London. Men and women who were young enough to want to look fashionable, and who could afford the sort of good quality clothes that were only available in London. These people have grown out of shopping in the cheaper high street shops, which cater for the under-25 age group, but do not want to wear the sort of classic clothes that have always been available. So there is an obvious gap, and I hope our shops are now helping to fill that gap.
And how did the business start out?
We opened our first shop in 1985 in Manchester, selling only women's clothes. It was an exciting time, and it was wonderful watching the sales figures grow during the first year. The success of that shop prompted us to open two more shops the following year, one in London and one in Oxford. By 1989, we had 25 women's shops nationwide and 18 first men's shops. The men's shops were slow to take off at first, but suddenly we found business was booming. Now we have, as you say, branches in virtually every shopping centre in the country, and more than one shop in the big cities. In Birmingham, for example, there are five shops, each selling different stock.
What do you think is the secret of your success?
Hard work. I hardly ever manage to have a holiday, but I think it's vitally important to keep in touch. I never intended to become a businesswoman, and I don't want to be a director who sits in a fancy office giving orders to other people all the time. I personally check every design that is proposed, and if I don't like it, it doesn't go into the shops. I think I'm close to the people who shop in our stores. I know what they want and what they don't want. I wear the clothes myself. They are fashionable today, but won't look dated or old-fashioned next season. All our clothes are designed by our own designers, with our particular market in mind. You won't find our clothes anywhere else. Each season, our range is colour-coordinated. If you buy a first skirt, you can choose from a large selection of shirts and blouses to go with it if you want. In our larger stores, you can also buy everything else you may need. A handbag, shoes, tights, even makeup. All colour-coordinated.
So you think it's the designs that attract the customers?
Yes, the design of the garments, the colours we use and so on are obviously important. But we also pride ourselves on maintaining high standards of quality, too. Our clothes last. They are made from good quality fabrics and are well made. They continue to look good even after they've been washed a few times. Customers appreciate that.
You lay a lot of emphasis on quality in terms of the design of the shops themselves, too, don't you? Your shops look very attractive.
Yes, I hope so. Shopping is an effort for people who have busy working lives, so we feel it's very important to make shopping as comfortable an experience as possible. We display our goods carefully and always try to create a spacious feeling in the stores. We've developed our own style of service too. Our sales assistants are promoted on the basis of the quality of the service they provide, not according to how much they sell. All our staff are trained to give advice to customers and to create a pleasant, relaxed atmosphere in the shops. If any customer is not satisfied with something they have bought, they can bring it back and get their money back. Our store managers are expected to provide constant training and encouragement of the staff, and anyone who does well can expect quick promotion. We find that, as a result, our sales assistants enjoy working for us, and that, in turn, means they work hard to help the stores succeed.
It all sounds almost too good to be true. Haven't you encountered any problems?
Oh, of course we have. There have been periods when sales figures have been down, and we have had to close down two shops. In places where our style of clothes just did not take off. But I've learned that such events are not the end of the world. Our main problem is with suppliers. We often can't depend on stocks being ready when they should be, and we have to be rigorous about quality control. The manufacturers often try to get away with providing garments which are just not up to standard, and we really can't let that happen. We aren't prepared to jeopardize our reputation by selling anything which is not perfect. Customers haven't got time to waste on returning substandard goods to the shops.
The business has grown significantly in the last 2 years, hasn't it?
Yes, that's true. We've expanded our first men's shops quite considerably. We've also opened first edition shops, selling accessories like shoes, bags, hats and other bits and pieces. Just recently, we've expanded that idea to include men's accessories, everything from pens to bicycles and sports equipment, all designed especially for us. Some of our bigger stores now have a coffee shop or refreshment area so that customers can take a break while they're shopping.
And what about the future? Have you any plans?
Oh, there's always more to do. I'm working on 3 main ideas. One is to move into the children's clothes market to cater for the children of our customers. This will be a major undertaking. Because of our policy to make our shops comfortable places, once we start selling children's clothes, we'll have to make our shops pleasant places for children too. That will mean providing toys and amusements to keep the children happy while their parents are shopping, and identifying staff members who are good at dealing with younger members of the public. I also plan to open some shops aimed at the teenage market. My main project at the moment is preparing for the opening of 2 new stores in a couple of months' time. They're going to sell household accessories, but I won't say too much about them for the moment. We're still planning the launch.
Do you have any plans to expand outside Britain?
Yes, but we have a lot of work to do before I can say anything definite on that theme.
Charlotte Ascot, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We wish you continued success.
Thank you.